Today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Tes. We left off in daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara was discussing Zroa B'Sheila, the Isle of the Nazir, where there is a certain part that goes to the Kohen, yet it's all cooked together. So the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph had suggested a Chiddush that there is a Machlokas, whether Kol Yisurin Shebetorah B'Shishim or Kol Yisurin Shebetorah are B'Meya. And we said both of them linted out from the Zroa B'Sheila. The question is, do you count the Atzamos in the Cheshbin, or you only count the Basar in the Cheshbin? So the Gemara had quoted a Brisa, where the Gemara said, Zehu Heter Habamich, the Brisa said, Zehu Heter Habamich Lalisir, so that there's something unique about the Zroa B'Sheila, that it's Heter Habamich Lalisir, which implies that normally something is Asr, but over here it's going to be Mutter. So the question is, what is the Zehu? What are we talking about? Lemu'ute mai. In regards to what is Kali Surin Shabbatorah different than the Zroa B'Sheila? So yesterday we had the first opinion. We're going to have a total of three opinions. There's Abaye, there's Rava, and there's Ravina on today's daf inside Tesamid Aleph. So yesterday we had Abaye. That Abaye says, Lo nitzcha Rabbi Yehuda damar min b'mino lo batil, kamashman dahacha batil. That normally kol haTorah kula min b'mino is not batil. When you have two like kinds that mix together, there's no bitil. Zroa B'Sheila is unique, that min b'mino is going to have bitil. Where is the bitil? At what point is the bittul? Okay, machlokas shishim or meya, but there's going to be bittul by min b'mino. That itself is the great chiddush of Zroa B'Sheila. So, frankly, Gemara v'ligmar minay. Why don't we learn from Zroa B'Sheila that min b'mino should always be bittul in kol haTorah kula? Why do we have to say that it's an exception? So, galdi rachmanu v'lakach midam par midam asar. So we mentioned yesterday, because there's a pasuk that tells us about the v'lakach midam par midam asar, even though the dam par and dam asar are already mixed together, and the Dama Par is obviously much greater than the Dama Sayer. A Par has a lot more blood than a Sayer. Nevertheless, we still consider the Dama Sayer to be in existence, so we see that it hadn't become Batel. So you see from there that Min Bimino is not Batel. So it's Ravai Bahadi Adadin in Huvalo Batli. And that's why Zroa B'Sheila must be an exception, must not be the rule. So Frekta Gemara, well, one of these Psukim is an exception and one is the rule, but how do you know that Zroa B'Sheila is the exception and not the rule, and that Dam Par Dam Esayir is the rule? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe Zroa B'Sheila is the rule, Dam Par Dam Esayir is the exception. No, the concept of Zroa B'Sheila is a chiddush, and we can't derive from a chiddush that the halacha of Zroa B'Sheila involves a chiddush. What's the chiddush that's involved by Zroa B'Sheila? So Rashi points out that the chiddush is that the lechadchila had to levat that lechadchila should be mutter, probably. Yeah, hitir. That lechadchila it's mutter to be mevatel the iser. Normally speak, even if you hold that there is generally an iser of bittel, whenever there isn't. Even if you hold there's a concept of bittel in general, when there is a concept of bittel, you're not allowed to take advantage of that concept of lechadchila. You're not allowed to go dropping little pieces of milk in your chicken soup, knowing that there's shishim in the chicken soup connected to the milk. The halacha doesn't allow for being mevatelis l'chadchila. Zroa B'Sheila, that's the din. You're supposed to cook it all together. We said, according to three out of the four possibilities of Shitos HaTanayim, you're supposed to cook it all together in the same pot. That's the din. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be done. That's a remarkable chiddush. So since we know Zroa B'Sheila involves a chiddush, so maybe we're not going to use that as a prototype for anything. Rather, we view it as an exception. So Frek the Gemara, okay, if you view it as an exception, then how do you use it as a prototype to figure out the ratios that are required for bittul? Ihachi lemeya v'shishim namilo ligmar. So it's already an exception in terms of the fact that you're allowed to be mevatelis l'chadchila. It's already an exception in terms of the fact that min b'mino is going to be batel by Zroa B'Sheila. So why do you assume that the numbers of how much of a ratio you need for bittul are actually prototypes of what the rule is supposed to be, rather than the exception? Why are we assuming that we learn shishim or meya from there? So says Gemara, atva nan lekula gamrinan, lechumra gamrinan, demidaraisa bruba batil. That's a chumra. A chumra you can learn from a chiddush, apparently. Even though it's an exception, legabe all of its other halachos, we're not learning out meya v'shishim as a kula, that there, oh look, there's bittul, we would have thought there's no bittul. No, we would have thought that it's bittul berov, because midoraisa, whenever you have bittul, it's always bittul berov. So the concept of zera b'sheila teaches us that it's shishim remeya. That's a very big chumrah. So if you look at Rashi, ha chumrah he delo tema livtul beruba. Don't say that it's bittul berov. The chumrah shapir garminon mine, and you can learn a chumrah from it. The kol shekenu, because it's a kav chomer. Uma el nazir the akil gabei lo akil el b'meya o b'shishim. If by el nazir where we're going to be so makil, why are we so makil on two levels? We're allowing you to be in vatel isil chachila, and we're allowing min b'mino to become batel. So it's such a kula dikadin. We're so makil already, and yet we're still going to say you need meya or shishim in order for the bittel to work. So other isurim, which don't have any unique kulos already in place, all the more so we're going to have to be machmir to require shishim or meya and not allow bittul berov to take place. Good. So that was all what we saw yesterday. That is shita number one in terms of what exactly is the uniqueness of zra b'sheila. Shita number two, Rava Amar lo nitzrucha ella l'tam ki'ikr, that the chiddush of zra b'sheila is to teach us that the concept of tam ki'ikr, the bekachim aser. Normally tam ki'ikr by kachim is aser. Kamashvulan the hachashari, kamashvulan that over here by zra b'sheila, even though the tam of the iser spreads throughout the entire heter, nevertheless it remains mutter. If you look at Rashi, l'tam ki'ikr. No same time kimlon to aser bekachim ki ikr mamashal shel iser. In general, meaning zra b'sheila is unique. It's an exception to the other rules of the rest of kachim, not an exception to kol haTorah kula. An exception to the other rules of kachim. Normally, when it comes to kachim, says Rashi, there is a concept called tam ki ikr, that if the taste is detectable within the taroves, so that's like ki ikr. It's like you're eating the iser itself. Ulaham milsa katani zehu lemute shar kudshin, and that's the zehu, that zra b'sheila is unique. It's different than other kudshim where we would normally say tam ki ikr. Avachul and shapir gamrin mina lemei avashishim. But in terms of learning out ratios of bittel, that's for chulin. We're learning out the meya and the shishim. That's for chulin where there is no din of tam ki ikr. Da kimlan me'achrem lahatos de batli beruba, because we would learn from achrem lahatos that it's batli. That's why it comes over here to teach me that no, that we're extra machmir. It's not batel berov. You need meya or shishim. So Rava, Rashi points out, Rava lasse tam ki ikr bechulin kinfresh vazil. Rava doesn't hold of tam ki ikr when it comes to chulin. He holds the holdin of tam ki ikr is only when it comes to kachim. Only then do we say tam kikr midar raisa, and therefore midar raisa batel berov mishum tam ki ikr is midar raisa by other isurim. It would be batel berov because tam ki ikr is not dar raisa by other isurim. So and Chazal learned from here that you need shishim or meya by other isurim. Tosos has a completely different understanding of Rava. Tosos understands that even Rava's moda that in kol haTorah kula tam ki ikr is da oraisa, and you get malchus on eating tam of iser. Even if you don't eat the iser itself, you're just eating the taste of the iser, the flavor of the iser, you'd get malchus on that as well. Rava's kavana over here is that there's a special chiddush by Zra b'sheila in a slightly different way, and that is that the Torah allows for cooking the bishul has the zra b'sheila together with the ayil, even though sometimes the zroa and some of the ayil are going to be outside of the sauce of the juice that it's cooking in, and the zroa is going to give tam into that little bit of the ayil that's sticking outside of the sauce with it, and sometimes some of the shamnunus hazroa is going to be a lot more than the little bit of the ayil that's sticking out, to the point that you're not even going to have rove to be mevatel. It's not even going to be rove heter against the Isser. And nevertheless, the Torah says the Zerah, it's still mutter to do. You're still allowed to be mevashel the Zerah and the Ayil together, and you don't have to worry about anything. So that's what it's telling you. Zehu heter abamuchal Isser, that in these types of situations, there's a special chiddush that we're not going to rely on rove, that we're not going to allow the rove Isser to overpower the heter. So it tells us a totally different understanding of Rav. But again, let's stick within Rashi, that normally by Kachim, it would be a Tam Ki Iker, would be a Dindar Raisa over here. Even though it's Kachim, we're going to be Mekel on the Tam Ki Iker. So, Frek the Gemara, Veligmar Minei, but again, we have the same problem. If you're going to learn Halacha by Zerua B'Sheila, that there's a certain Din by Zerua B'Sheila, why do we assume Zerua B'Sheila is an exception? Why don't you assume Zerua B'Sheila is the rule? And we should say that we see from here that even by other kachim, you need shishim or meya, and we're not going to say tam ki ikar. So says the Gemara, Goldi rachmana gabechatos, kol asher yiga b'vasari yikdash. Now the Torah already reveals to us by the korban chatos, kol asher yiga b'vasari yikdash, that there is a lios kamoa, that which when two karbanos touch each other and impart flavor to each other, so they take on the chumras of each other. We'll get into in a second which two karbanos we're talking about. Shimpsula tifsal vim ksheira tochal kachamr shaba, that the pasul one remains pasul and the kasher one has to be eaten with the chumras of the pasul one, meaning that you had to take on all the chumras of that which it got flavor from. So we see that by other kachim there is a din of tam ki iker midar raisa, and therefore Zerua B'Sheila must be only an exception. So frankly, Gemara again, the same problem. If you have two psukim, one that tells you that tam ki iker does apply, the other that tells you tam ki iker doesn't apply, how do you know which one is the rule and which one is the exception? So chiddushu mi chiddush lo gamrinan. We know that Zerua B'Sheila has to be the exception because the whole concept of Zerua B'Sheila is a chiddush, the very concept that you're allowed to be mevashlut l'chadchila in this way, you're allowed to be mevatalut l'chadchila, and therefore we can't use it as the prototype, we have to use it as the exception. So So then if it's an exception, we shouldn't learn anything, we certainly shouldn't learn ratios of bittul for kol ha'torah kula from it. And so Gemara atu anan l'kula kagamrin l'chumar kagamrin dimi deraisa bruba batil. So Gemara answers, no, we're not learning a kula from it, we're learning a chumra. Normally you would think it's batil barov. That's why it tells me that you need shishim or meya. And again, like Rashi said before, if by Zerua B'Sheila, where we have all of these built-in kulas, namely that you're allowed to be mevatel l'chadchila, and nevertheless we're still going to say... And the kula that we're not going to go with tam ki iker, we're not going to say the tam ki iker, and it's going to cause an iser. And nevertheless, we're still going to say that it's batel, that we're going to be machmir, that the bittel only happens b'shishim or b'meya. So kal v'chomer by other isurim that don't have any special built-in kulas. All the more so, we should have this chumra that bittel only happens b'shishim or b'meya. Good. That's all Rava's opinion. That's the second sheet. And what is the uniqueness of Zerua B'Sheila? Uniqueness of Zerua B'Sheila, the way Rashi understands Rava, is that normally we say tam ki ikar da oraisa by kachim. Over here we don't say tam ki ikar da oraisa by Zerua B'Sheila. Now, a couple of things. There is a machlokas rishonim had a paskin in regards to tam ki ikar. Is it a Rashi sheet holds that the very halach of tam ki ikar is not da oraisa by Shari Surim, and that Tam Kiker is only a din by Kachim. Rashi's makar for this idea is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan in Mesech Savod Zarad of Samach Zayin, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kol shetamo uma masho asur velokanalav. Whenever you have not just the flavor of Isser, but the actual substance of Isser, and you eat it, you get malchus for it. Meaning, let's say you have a kazayis of aser food mixed in within some mutter food, but when you in the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of the mixture, you are actually eating a full kazayis of the iser. So then you're going to get malchus. But then the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yochanan goes on to say, and this is the key: tamo v'lo mamasho aser ve'in lo kanalav. If you only have the flavor of the treifa food, but not the mamashus, you're not actually eating a kazayis of the treifa food, it's going to be asr, but there's not going to be malchus. And Rashi says that Riochanan holds the halacha, tam ki iker zavda raisa. That's why it's ein lokan alav. Ein lokan alav is code word for an issa d'rabbanan, that it's not an issa d'raisa. However, many other Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, that hold that tam ki iker is the oraisa. That's clear in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadi Chesif Beis of Yoredeya, that it's tam ki iker is the oraisa. Rabbeinu Tam holds that la halacha tam ki iker by min b'she'ino mino is the oraisa, but Rabbeinu Tam adds another chiddush in tam ki iker, that once the iser is no sin tam beheter, the heter itself, it turns into Isser entirely. And you'd get Malkus on eating a kazayas of the Taroves, even if you're not eating a kazayas of the Isser. So that would mean one kazayas, let's say, full of Isser falls into 10 kazayasim of heter. And it all gets mixed in and imparts flavor and it's all mushed together. And now you eat one kazayas of that Taroves. And you know for sure the kazayas that you're eating is not the one full kazayas of Isser. It's a Taroves. It's 90% heter, what you're eating. But all of that heter has flavor of Isser in it. You get Malkus on it. That Tam Ki Iker is enough that it turns all of the heter into the Chefts of Isser, where you'd even get Malkus on it. There is a famous Chakira in terms of Tam Ki Iker. They say B'Shem Reb Chaim, that Tam Ki Iker, is Tam Ki Iker a Hafkas HaBittel? Does Tam Ki Iker mean that when I can taste, normally everything is Batal Barov, but if I could still taste the Isser, it means the Isser is still significant enough that we don't say it's Batel, it's simply not Batel, but it doesn't change everything else. It doesn't change the Heter. The Heter is still the Heter, the Isser is still the Isser, just the Isser hasn't become Batel. That's the great Chiddush of Tam Ki Iker, in which case Rabbeinu Tam would be incorrect. You wouldn't pass like Rabbeinu Tam that you get Malkus, Frieden, and Kazayas of the whole mixture. No, I didn't need a Kazayas of the Isser if Tam Ki Iker is just Afkas HaBittel. Or do you say, no, Tam Ki Iker isn't Afkas HaBittel, it's very literal. Tam is ki'ikr mamish. That if you are eating something and you taste Isser, it's like you're eating the Isser itself. It's eating the Isser mamish. In which case, eating kazayas of the entire Taroves is going to land you with Malkus. Right? That would be Tam Ki'ikr. That would be Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of Tam Ki'ikr. That's a famous chakira in the Achron. Rabbi Yosef Engel has that same chakira in Lekach Tov, pretty much. So that's a famous chakira in the Achronim. Just one more thing before we move on to Ravina. So we mentioned this idea, the Gemara had mentioned that that by Chatos, Kol Asher Yiga B'Vesara Yikdash, that it's going to be Kamoha. So what's going on over here? So it sounds like so Rashi explains that we're talking about a Karban Shlomim that touches a Karban Chatos, and since there's Tam that transfers from the Chatos to the Shlomim, so the Shlomim now has to be treated with the Chumras of a Chatos. What are the Chumras of a Chatos? Only male Kohanim are allowed to eat it. It can only be eaten for that day and that night, whereas normally Korban Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. It can only be eaten lefnim and aklayim, right? So it has all of the Chumras of a Korban Chatos. Tosos quotes a Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel that's slightly different though. That it's Tochal Kechamor, not Sheba, but Kechamor Shebahen. What's the difference between Chomer Sheba and Chomer Shebehen? Chomer Sheba implies that of these two korbanos that touched each other, one of them is Chomer, the other one is Kal. And you have to treat it with the Chumras of the Chomer one. Chomer Shebehen implies that both of them have Chumras. And that when Tam transfers from one to the other and from the other to the one, there are Chumras going in both directions. So if you just deal with the Shlomim and the Chatas, how can you say Chumr Shebehen? What Chumras does a Shlomim have over a Chatas? So Tosa says, no, we're talking about a Chatas that was Shechted today, that gets mixed in or that transfers Tam with a Shlomim that was Shechted yesterday. So now the Shlomim has a certain Chumr, because what do we say? Shlomim could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So if I shecht the Karban Shlomim today on Monday, it could be eaten Monday night, Tuesday. A Karban Chatas shechted tomorrow on Tuesday could be eaten Tuesday day and Tuesday night. So the Chatas will be able to be eaten for longer than the Shlomim. So if tomorrow on Tuesday, the Shlomim from Monday gets mixed with the Chatas from Tuesday, that's the Chomer Shebehen. That the Chatas has certain Chomeras that only Zichrei Kuhuna Lefrim and Aklayim. The Shlomim is then going to have a Chomer that could be eaten for a shorter period of time. That's how Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel. On the Tam Ki Iker issue, it's clear from our sugya that the makar of the din of Tam Ki Iker is from the fact that it says by Karban Chatos Kol Asher Yiga B'Vesara Yikdash. Right, that's what our Gemara is learning Tam Ki Iker from in general. Tosfos just asks that if you look in other Gemaras in Shas, it doesn't sound like that's the source of Tam Ki Iker. The other Gemaras have different psukim. The Gemara Maseches. In Maseches Pesachim and Daf Mem Hey, the Gemara learns from this pasuk another din, an entirely different din of Heter Mitzrayim for Isser, not a din of Tam Ki Iker. The Gemara learns Tam Ki Iker from by Nazir. It says V'kol Mishras Anavim Lo Yishte, and Chazal learned that comes to tell me that if a Nazir soaks grapes in water, or you know soaks grapes in water, and the water now have Tam Yayin, even though it's not actual Yayin, that the Nazir is going to be Chayiv. So So according to Rabbi Kiva over there, the makar of the din, so that would be a makar of Tam Kaker. According to Rabbi Kiva in that Gemara, the makar of Tam Kaker is from the requirement of Hechsher Kelim, Gilei of the Kochavim. What do I need a Hechsher Kelim for? There's no, I have a kli, it's clean, there's no treif in it, no, but there's Tam of treif in it. There's Tam of Nevela in it. The fact that there's Tam, the fact that I need to kasher that out, tells me that Tam means something. So, okay, so this is something that tells us works on. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam over here says, that he's gores in Rav over here, that lo nitzcha lehetar mitzarif le'isr, that Rav is telling us a whole different din, that it's nothing about Tam Kikr. Rabbeinu Tam is a whole different approach to our entire sugya. It's not about Tam Kikr, it's about hetar mitzarif le'isr. Okay, but we're not going to get into that now. So now says the Gemara number 3. Ravina Amar, third possibility. What's the unique element of Zra B'Shela that makes it an exception to normal rules? So we had Abaye who said that the unique element is that even though it's min b'mino, it's batel. We had Rava who said that even though Tam Kikr normally applies by Kachim over here, it doesn't. Now we have Ravina Amar lo nitzcha el makam chetach. That it's teaching us about normally when you have Isser and Heter that are connected to each other, that are when they're cut off one from the other, so the place where it was cut is that spot Usser. If you look at Rashi, to be Alma b'kol Isser v'Heter mechubarim. Normally, when you have an Isser and a Heter that were connected, Kigon. Hotzi Ubaris Yado, Ukagon, Evra Meduldol, earlier sugyas in this Masechta. The Uber sticks its hand out, so it's not included, the hand is not going to be included in the Heter of Ben Pakua. Or the Evra Meduldol, the dangling limb, Kulan Asurin Kadamrin Bimema Makasha. So normally it's going to be Asur, the Makam Chet Damar, Makam Chetach Bialma Asur. Normally the place where it's cut off, the place where it's severed is going to be Asur. V'hachashari, over here it's Mutar. That's the Chiddush. Period. Yasur Avdimi V'kamerlo Allah Hashmaita. So now, going back to our original discussion, we were discussing whether Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah are Batal B'Shishim or Batal B'Meya. Zra B'Shela was the source. Once we mentioned that Zra B'Shela was the source, we got into these three shitos of what the Braisa meant when it said Zra B'Shela is an exception. But the original discussion was really just about Bittel. So is Bittel, does Bittel have B'Shishim, does that have B'Meya? So Rav Dimi was saying over this discussion about Bittel B'Shishim versus Bittel B'Meya, Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said, what? But Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah B'Meya? You mean to tell me Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, the Bittel happens B'Meya? That's what Bittel is. Bittel is Bimeya. Vatran, we have a Mishnah. Lema Amru. Regarding what halacha do we say? Kalamechamit, umetabel, umedameya, lahachmir. That whenever something causes something else to rise, or gives it spicing, or is midameya, that's by truma, gets mixed in with chulin. So that we're always going to be machmir. Regarding which iser do we say that by truma, that if truma is able to be mechametz chulin, by let's say you have truma yeast, that's mechametz chulin, or truma is gives flavor to a dish of chulin, or truma is midameya chulin. When do we say it's lahachmir? Minu mino. Whenever it's min bimino, the truma and the chulin are like kinds. Lahakil ulahachmir. When can it be makil or lechumra, lekula or lechumra? That's min v'she'eno mino. We'll explain what this means. The katani seifa, and the seifa over there says, what does it mean? Lahakil ulahachmir min v'she'eno mino. Lahakil ulahachmir min v'she'eno mino ketzad. So the seifa explains that this is what it means. Grisin, if you have beans of truma, or like a chalant of truma, shenis bashlu ma'adashim, that gets cooked together with lentils of chulin, im yesh ben benosin tam, if the greasin give tam into the lentils. So there is tam of truma in the lentils. So ben yesh ben lalos me'evech, ben yesh ben lalos me'echad aser. And I don't care if you have 101:1 ratio or not, it doesn't make a difference, it's going to be aser. If there's tam of the truma in it, it's aser. Ein ben benosin tam, but let's say there's no tam of truma in the lentils. So ben sheyesh ben lahalos me'evechad, ben ein ben lalos me'evechad, mutter. Then it doesn't matter what the ratio is. If there's no tam, it's mutter. So ein ben lalos me'evechad el b'mai lav b'shishim. So wait a second. What do you mean that it's not? You don't have the ratio of 100. What ratio do you have to be mevatelit if you're going to say it's mutter? So aren't we assuming that you're dealing where you have a ratio of shishim? And as Rashi explains in the last two lines, katani mia dechilo yav taima lo ba'inan me'av echad. If there's no tam, you don't need me'av echad but my batel. So what's the ratio of bittel lav b'shishim? Isn't it going to be shishim alma bitule echad like a taima?
B'shishabu. So we see from here is that bittul happens whenever there's no tam. Bittul happens b'shishim. So how can you tell me kol yisurin shabatora? Bittul happens b'meya or b'meya vecha b'meya. But over here you see that bittul doesn't happen b'meya vecha. When there's no tam, bittul happens b'shishim. So answers the Gemara, no. We said it doesn't happen b'meya ve'echad. We didn't say it happens v'shishim. You know what it happens? Lo, b'meya. Bittul doesn't happen b'meya ve'echad. Bittul happens b'meya. In 100. It's a 100-to-1 ratio, not a 101-to-1 ratio. As Rashi says on top, v'achikamar, ein ve'echad u'meya shel heter. You don't have 101 of heter. Ella meya shel heter levad isser mutter. If you have 100 of heter versus the isser, a 100-to-1 ratio, then it's going to be mutter. So, frankly, Gemara vami the ratio b'meya have seifa b'shishim. No, but the ratio already spoke about a 100-to-1 ratio, which implies that the seifa must be talking about a different ratio, must be shishim. Where was the ratio talking about a 100-to-1 ratio? The katani ratio, because the ratio says lahach. The Rish says, what do we mean when we say that when it's min b'mino, it's always going to be machmir, sa'ar shal chitin, shenafal li'isas chitin. If you have yeast of wheat that falls into, meaning yeast of truma, that falls into a dough of chitin, that's chulin, v'yesh bo k'den l'chameitz, and there's enough yeast to be mechameitz the dough, whether you have the 101-to-1 or not, Asr, it's going to be Asr, because if it's able to be Mechametz, that's enough to make it Asr. The Minchas Kohen is a Chakira, what's the gedder of this din of Mechametz? Is it because it's considered Nesinas Tam, that when it's Mechametz, it's considered to be Nosin Tam? Or it's not that it's Nosin Tam, it's just that the Pu'ula is Nikeres Bi'isa. That which the yeast is accomplishing is still recognizable in the dough, and Mela can't be Batal. Batal is when its effect is not recognized. But over here, its effect is recognized. So he's Medayi from Lashon the Rambam and Pirshim Mishnah, so the Rambam writes that the time that if you need Sa'or and it's Nischamtsa and it's Mischamitz the Isa, that it asks Bekolshu, the Rambam writes, Hol upu'ulaso nikeres. Sounds like it has nothing to do with tam, that it's all about pu'ulaso nikeres, that you can recognize its effect. But anyway, so says the Mishnah, but ein bo lahalos me'a ve'echad, if there isn't a 101-to-1 ratio, bein sheyesh bo kedei l'chametz, bein ein bo kedei l'chametz, asur, then I don't care if there was enough yeast to be mechametz or not. Either way, it's going to be asur, because you don't have the sufficient ratio. So what do you see? That the ratio is talking about a ratio of 100. So ratio of a seifa b'meya. What, both the case of the ratio and the seifa are both going to be the same ratio, both in the case of min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, where clearly the Mishnah is trying to draw a distinction between the two, where it says that the ratio is only l'hachmir, the seifa is l'hachmir l'hakel, and it's both going to be the same ratio. That doesn't make any sense. So says Gemara, what, you're not reading clearly enough. It doesn't say meya in the ratio. Lo, ratio b'meya v'chad v'seifa b'meya. What did we just say in the ratio? The words weren't meya. The words were meya v'echad. Yeah, the ratio you need 101-to-1 ratio. In the seifa, you don't need anything like that. You need a 100-to-1 ratio. Minor differences make a big difference in halacha. That's where we draw the line, in halacha. Okay, so frankly, Gemara v'chi yeshbo k'dei l'chametz b'meya v'chad amay lo batil. If it has enough, if there's enough in the truma to be machmitz the yeast, to be machmitz the dough rather, there's enough truma yeast to be machmitz the dough, and there is a 101-to-1 ratio, why isn't it batel? As the way Rashi understands this question is, meaning I could have said, I'll tell you why it's not batel, because it's still recognizable. You could still taste it. Either side of the Minchas Kohen. Either you could still taste it, or its effect is noticeable. But the way Rashi understands this kasha is, v'chi ika, do you have time kulehai? Come on, if there's a 101-to-1 ratio, the tam must be batel. There must be, its effect must be completely batel. There's nothing that's that strong. So Ishtik, he didn't respond. Amalei, and he said, Dilma shiny sa'ar d'chi mutzo kasha. Then he gave the obvious answer. He said, no, maybe there's certain yeast is very strong. Yeast has a very strong flavor, and it's able to affect something, even in a very very large ratio, even when it's 101-to-1. So that's the way Rashi understands the back and forth. A little bit difficult. Other Rishonim have a different understanding of the back and forth of the Gemara, because the Gemara, the way Rashi understands it is, it's like, really? Yes, really. That's the whole discussion. So Amalei at Kartan Milsa Dom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So he said, you know, you reminded me of something that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina used to say, and that is Lo Kol Hashiurin Shavin. Not all Shiurim are the same. Sharitzir Shiuro Karv L'Masayim, meaning every food has a different strength of flavor, and therefore, if you're trying to figure out whether it gave flavor into a taroves, you can't always use the same ratios. Tzir fish brine, the shear is close to 200. Dug tamet tziro aser. If you have a non-kosher fish, its tzir is going to be aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, revius bisasayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, a revius in two sa'as. That's the ratio. Revius of tzir tamet asers two sa'as of tzir tahar, or of something else. And sasayim is 200 times a revius. So you see that you can that the ratios are going to be different for different foods. Vam Rabbi Yehuda min bimino la batel. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say in general that min bimino is not batel anyway? So what are you coming up with numbers where it's going to be batel b'masayim if you're talking about different things that are really the same? Says Gemara, no, shiny tzir d'zeya b'almahu. Tzir is different. It's not considered min bimino because it's zeya b'alma. That the Gemara is saying that tzir zeya b'alma, and therefore it's not asr min haTorah. It's only asr midrabanan. That's how Tosos understands. So Tosos writes that dafka tzir dagim is not asr midaraisa, but tzir shrotzim is asr midaraisa. Tosos writes because we're going to learn from pasuk hatmeim to asr the tzir and the rotav and the kippa of shrotzim. So tzir of dagim, where it's only considered zeya and it's not asr midaraisa, so the rabbanan were goes to asr atu tzir shel shrotzim. That's where we're going to allow it to become batel. Because it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, we're going to allow it to become batel min b'mino, which is a phenomenal chiddush. I mean, what Tosfos is saying is that the whole concept of min b'mino in a batel is only by dinim d'araisa, only by isurim d'araisa. By isurim d'Rabbanan, min b'mino will be batel. The Ramban disagrees. Ramban writes that tzir shel dagim is asur midaraisa as well. When we say that it's zeya ba'alma, it means that there's a chiddush, there's a special chiddush haTorah by tzir of dagim that even though it's zeya, it's still asur, and because it's a special chiddush that even though it's only zeya and it's not really substantial, it's still going to be asur. We're not going to be so machmir by min v'mino b'mashahu, since it's a great chiddush that there is even an isur to begin with. So we're not going to be so machmir that we're going to asur even min b'mino. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter, Ketz Misharinan. So how do we measure the whether the gid is being nosing tam into the rest of the food? So Amar Avuna Kibasa Barashe Lefasos. We view it as meat cooking with heads of turnips, right? We said in the Mishnah turnips. Now we just qualify that a little more, the heads of turnips. We view the gid as if it were a turnip and see if it would give tam. So Masis and Loki Atana, our mission is against the following Tana. Titania Rabbi Shom Ben Oshol Riachman Broka Omer Ein Begim Nosing Tam. Rabbi Shom Ben Oshol Riachman Broka says Ein Begim Nosing Tam. So this very discussion of whether the gid gives tam is against the very concept that a gid never gives tam. Someone came to ask a shayla about in the sinus tam of a gid. It's Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina was standing by the doorway. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina said to the questioner as he was on his way out of the Beis Medrash, "Nu, what did the rabbi paskin for you? What did he say about the tam of the gid?" He said it was mutter, that a gid doesn't give tam, and therefore it's mutter. He says, "No, we'll march right back in there and go ask him again, because I don't think he gave you a right answer." Amar manaika the commentary. So Rabbi Chanina was saying, "Who's out there that keeps on sending all the questioners back to me and telling me I'm getting the answers wrong?" Zil emle, go out and tell whoever's standing by the door, lemandi yosef abava, to the guy sitting by the door, ain begidim no seitam, that I simply hold ain begidim no seitam. So kiyasu l'kamei de Rabbi Ami, when they came to Rabbi Ami, mishadu l'kamei de Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chalov, de mori b'leheteru mishum de Rabbi Shur ben Levi. He used to send questioners to Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chalov, who used to pask in Ein Beginim Lo Sein Tam in the name of Rabbi Shur ben Levi. V'lei lo sfirulei, he happened to not hold that way, but he didn't want to be machmir people, so he would send them to someone who held that Ein Beginim Lo Sein Tam. V'ilchsa Ein Beginim Lo Sein Tam, and the halacha is that Ein Beginim Lo Sein Tam, as Rashi says, mashlicho v'ashar mutter, that all, if you cook gid with something else, throw out the gid. Everything else can be mutter. The gid does not give flavor into anything else. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll continue the two dots tomorrow.